the statements made by the Kono or the leadership of the traditional council is quite unfortunate.
Why is it unfortunate?
We believe a whole paramountcy wouldn't have gone to that extent of saying that leaving the state security, that is the police, and then he's going the traditional way. And we know traditional warriors are people who fight for that particular community in the olden days. And we know they kill. We no longer use those warriors, but rather the state protects the indigenous.
Joshua Ivo, there are suggestions that there are increasing rise of indiscipline in society, which threatens security in the Manya Krobo traditional area. And that is why the traditional council decided to reintroduce the use of traditional warriors to help in the fight against indiscipline and to restore some form of security. Of course, working in coordination with the Ghanaian police. Why are you still against this?
If we hear the word indiscipline, then it is not true.
Why is it not true?
It is never true. The issue is the foundation was not introduced to the community around 2017, where we had problems with our electricity bills, water bills, and other issues, whereby the chiefs in the community failed to speak for the people. Therefore, we took it on ourselves that we are going to speak for ourselves. And that was the issue. It has gone to the point that if something is going wrong and you say it, then it means you don't respect the elders. We expect the elders to talk about these issues, and they fail to do so. So they are saying indiscipline, indiscipline. No one will go to that extent insulting a chief or anything.
Is this a case of your group feels you are being targeted or being suppressed? The recent demonstrations you had became very violent,
yeah,
and they were confrontational, and people got injured, and that is why the council had to act. It is within their mandate to act, you know?
Our recent demonstration was peaceful. We wrote to the police. We went for a permit. They came to guide us. Did our demonstration successful, and nothing came wrong. We presented our petitions to the ministry that supposed to get our petitions, and we did that. So what was wrong with our demonstration? The incident that happened some years back was quite different from this. And that one was just a route. It wasn't a demonstration. If they are saying that we did something wrong, it should come out perfectly. They should come out and say it.
How are you going to resolve this tension between your organization and the traditional council? How are you going to resolve this stalemate or tension between the two groups?
That was what we were even expecting from the traditional council. Even if you are saying we've went wrong or we've gone wrong, the best thing is to call your people, ask them questions. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? But there was nothing like that sort. And then they come out to say just anything, to open their mouth, say anything that will just put damage to whatever we did. We will go according to law. We will go by law. Whatever we need to do, we have to consult our counsels, our lawyers, before we do it. So there's no way we'll go extra mile from the law. We can't do that. And we know if we do that, the state is going to hold us responsible. Therefore, we'll go according to law. We expect that the traditional council itself will call the youth groups, ask questions, and then we bring our grievances. Could you remember I wrote to the Kono that we want to do something and therefore we need his guidance? This man refused to even call us. And we went on the ground, hit the ground, did our demonstration, we delivered our petitions.